This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The sequel to Del Shore's cult film and TV series Sordid Lives debuts in Birmingham tomorrow at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. A Very Sordid Wedding catches up with the cast of characters from Winters, Texas, following the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized same-sex marriage. WBHM's Esther Chemikili reports the film touches on issues that may ring like wedding bells among the Alabama crowd.
In this scene, we meet the new pastor of Southside Baptist Church, Jimmy Ray Bruton. He's young, he's handsome, and he has some strong opinions about marriage.
We are going to make Reynolds County a sanctuary county for the institution of biblical marriage, one man, one woman, and to never have a gay marriage performed in this county.
The church is holding a revival to bring parishioners into the proverbial light following the legalization of same-sex marriage. But what the good pastor wasn't expecting was pushback. Latrell is a God-fearing Christian and the proud mother of an openly gay son.
Now that marriage equality is the law of the land, how is this revival going to change things?
Supreme Court's not the law of this land. Word of God's the law of this land.
Well, actually, if memory serves me right, it's not exactly true.
This tale of art imitates life is based on fundamental challenges happening all over the country, including Alabama. Writer-director Del Shores grew up in Winters, Texas. He's openly gay and the son of a Southern Baptist preacher. His sequel addresses the conflict between faith and family that often surfaces when LGBT people come out. Those familiar with the sordid tale will remember Latrell wasn't always accepting of her son Ty's lifestyle. But after some soul-searching, she becomes an advocate. Shore says the relationship between these two characters is somewhat autobiographical.
Yeah, I would be Ty in this, and my mother would be Latrell. My mother passed away, but she had already started doing a lot of research on my behalf, so she was such an influence in that journey for me with Latrell.
One character whose mother never accepted him is Brother Boy, the troubled drag queen's mama had him committed to a mental institution for being gay. Brother Boy is played by actor Leslie Jordan, who's best remembered for his role as Beverly Leslie on the sitcom Will and Grace. A down-home Southern son of an Army officer, Jordan says, much like Brother Boy, he was born wearing his mother's high heels. However, unlike his sordid character, Jordan says his mother embraced his fabulousness at a very young age.
My mother and my sweet maternal grandmother sort of circled the wagons and created a wonderful secret garden where it was okay for little boys to play with dolls and twirl the baton, but we just didn't tell Daddy.
However, growing up, Jordan says he was still ashamed of his sexuality. He'd see famous gay men like Truman Capote and Paul Lynde on TV and would feel sick, thinking he could be as effeminate as they were. But as he got older, he learned to love and accept himself, which, he says, is one of the messages the Birmingham audience can expect to take away from this very sordid tale. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.